Welcome, my precious friends. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network, and I would like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show, Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. The focus of today's show is through the new moon energies, and the theme we have created around this is overlighted by the Siren Archangelic League of the Light. We have further just experienced the 8-8 Lion's Gate, creating a wonderful bridge of light into the higher dimensions and allowing us to experience a deeper merger with our mighty I Am Presence. And through this, to take our service work to another level through the encodings of light from our highest potential, primarily in ancient Egypt and Atlantis. Let us get ourselves comfortably relaxed now as we move into the sacred space of receiving this invocation to the cosmic ray of galactic service. And further to this, experiencing a connection to the Masters in the Great White Lodge in the Etheric of Sirius. I align with my higher light, Mother, Father, God, and all the beings of light from on high that I personally acknowledge. As I now call forth the overlighting of the Siren Archangelic League of the Light, bringing through the patterns of perfection from on high, I ask the Siren Archangelic League of the Light to place me in a six-dimensional light body activation chamber of light, to assist in the recalibration of the left and right hemispheres of my brain and the reintegration of the divine feminine and divine masculine archetypes within myself. As I take on the androgynous perfection of my I Am Avatar blueprint through my higher light, letting go of any perceived sense of separation between men and women, recognizing that we are all one. As a physical vessel of love, I now activate the higher mental body, creating a bridge of light into the mind of God, filling myself with the language of light and the wisdom of Mother, Father, God, as the atoms and molecules spin faster in increased frequencies of light, as I lift myself in cosmic consciousness awareness into the higher dimensions. I now call upon the Siren Archangelic League of the Light to take me in an external Merkaba vehicle of light into the ascension seat in the etheric of Sirius, and specifically into the cosmic ray of galactic service. As I enter into this ascension seat, I am surrounded in this beautiful silver gold flame of sacred sexuality. I now merge with my six dimensional selves, activating my DNA matrix to the six dimensional frequency of light. Through the overlighting of the Galactic Council of 12 and the Siren Archangelic League of the Light, I now merge with the dolphins and whales, connecting into this frequency of light through key codes and sonic vibrations, taking on these original encodings of light through this genetic lineage of light. As this first wave of human souls in full embodiment of the new I Am Avatar blueprint, the Adam Kadmon blueprint of light. And allowing now for the neural patternings within the brain to be restructured through the Syrian archangelic league of the sea. I now experience a deeper merger and integration with my higher self of the light, recognizing that I am a Christ consciousness being of light, an ambassador and keeper of light, bringing world peace, harmony and universal abundance to this earth plane through service in love and the recognition of the divine equality of all life. I now assist the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light and the beings of light from on high, light workers and star-seeded ones, in directing the energy of the sacred cosmic ray in a beautiful silver-gold flame of light through this quadrant of the galaxy, through the solar system, and onto all the sacred and non-sacred planets. And now, onto Earth, through Shambhala, and into the Earth chakras, ley lines, and sacred sites. As I wrap the silver gold flame of light around this earth plane through the embrace of Mother Earth, I assist in healing the separation between men and women, the issues of abuse, misuse of power, hatred, victim and persecutor consciousness, lifting all life into the heart and mind of Mother, Father, God, through the power of infinite transmutation. I am splendor and truthfulness. I am unity, power, and discipline. I am unlimited potential, equilibrium, and loving kindness. I am compassion, courage, wisdom, and manifestation. I am all that I am. Wonderful. Now just bring your focus back to this ascension seat in the etheric of Sirius. As the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light come forward to warmly welcome you to Sirius. These beings of light appear in vibrating frequencies of light and color, more commonly appearing as blue-colored light beings. As you look around, you notice that you are in this magnificent pyramid-shaped, silver-gold huge city of light, and see the most incredible array of colors, sounds, and sacred geometry all around you. You feel the stellar and sonic vibrations throughout your entire body, throughout your entire Christ of consciousness, lifting you into the androgynous perfection of your true nature through your six-dimensional I Am Avatar blueprint. As you continue to actualize these frequencies at a cellular level and within your galactic body of light, your six-dimensional cells, your precious higher light counterparts at this level, now come forward to merge with you one at a time. As you merge with your six-dimensional cells, you take on their patterns of perfection from the realms of illumined truth and shift more into your perfect Adam Kadmon blueprint of light, building your light body through these interdimensional frequencies of light. And now the appropriate key codes, fire letters and sacred geometries at the six-dimensional level are actualized through your body, energy field and hologram. You just take on these memories and the crystalline structure of your six-dimensional cells as the physical recoding and resequencing of your dormant DNA to this dimensional level is now activated through your original divine 8-cell blueprint. And to assist in this activation, we will speak in tongues. Amrach imahashatach Evach emalata, Ebrach emahasha, Evach ehasah. Hold yourself in this sacred space, sweet ones. In this moment in time, recognizing your own magnificence, your own divinity, as these precious master beings, as these keepers of light, in service to all life. The Syrian Archangelic League of the Light let you know that you are going to go to the ashram of the Great White Lodge in the Etheric of Sirius, so you may again consciously recall your service role within the Great White Lodge. With these light beings, you now travel to this ashram in the Great White Lodge to meet the masters that are involved at this level in bringing about unity consciousness. And now one of the Melchizedek High Priests within the Great White Lodge greets you as you now arrive at this magnificent, multicolored city of light, emanating feelings of love from with each atom and molecule within its organic structure. The patterns of perfection within this multicolored city of light appear to constantly change, reflecting aspects of the many programs of these teachings of light. This high priest now explains that the Great White Lodge in particular is focused on the increased cosmic consciousness awareness of all life within this quadrant of the galaxy, and offers to place you in a cosmic consciousness chamber of light. This chamber of light will spin the electron-positron pairs within your body at an increased frequency of light relative to your level of cosmic consciousness awareness, which will greatly assist in the increased consciousness awareness of your service work. You are delighted to accept and now find yourself within a cosmic consciousness chamber of light. And now divine energy transmissions, powered through the electron, pour into your physical energy body, bringing integrated concepts that you may potentially manifest on this earth plane. Allowing you to take your service work to another level through joy, abundance, compassion, wisdom, manifestation, and love. Wonderful. Now you are taken into the central halls of learning, experiencing anew your vibrant interconnectedness to the wisdom and knowledge of these teachings of light. Just take the time now to connect with your favorite masters of the light, the beings of light that you personally acknowledge and work with. For they too are part of the Great White Lodge. Wonderful. And now take the time to connect with other light workers and star-seeded ones that are on an earthly level involved in similar service work to yourself. For it is possible to bring these people into your reality on a physical level, to experience these light connections on a soul level, and further to this, to experience this love and support through the reflection of others. For it is a time to come together again, a time of reunions of soul family and friends of the light. Know that this is happening for light workers and star-seeded ones through this energetic matrix of light, allowing you to step into a deeper level of your service work. As you make these connections on the inner planes, so the potential for them to unfold on this earthly level is happening in this now. Good. It's now time to come back to your sacred space. So you just thank all these beings of light and know that you will further be experiencing many of these light teachings from the Great White Light. Just find yourself traveling now in your external macabre vehicle of light, finding yourself safely back in your sacred space, connecting into the energy of the earth, to the heartbeat of Mother Earth, grounding yourself and coming firmly back into your body. Wonderful. Good. So I'd now like to introduce you to my special guest, Jasmine Heen, who's joining us from Australia at this time. Welcome, Jazz.
Hi, how are you?
Great, wonderful. It's lovely to have you join us, and thank you so much for joining us. I know it's certainly pretty early in Australia at this moment in time.
Yeah, and Jazz, I just want to say it's so nice to listen to someone else channeling through a meditation. Usually it's me, so it's nice to be part of the listening group.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And I certainly, it's wonderful to have guests too, because I get to truly experience that myself. And I know, Jazz, that you bring through these wonderful messages from the masters too. And I'm wondering if you may not like to step into the sacred space at this time and take us through your wonderful, timeless message that you have for us at this moment.
Thank you, Anita, Amrita. It's so interesting because I have just come off tour, and I was recently in the village of Assisi in Italy doing some very beautiful work with Mother Mary in the energy vortex there and the group who was with us. And during that time, we received this channeling from the Intergalactic Federation of Worlds Council. So I thought that since it's the latest channeling to come through with what we're doing, it might be appropriate to read out to you here or to share with everyone here.
That would be wonderful.
Thank you. Basically, they're talking about a synopsis and keys and solutions to ascension and to the enlightenment of our planet. So it's from the Intergalactic Federation of Worlds Council. They say, there comes a point in the evolutionary process of every planet that its people begin to ask, surely we can live in peace. Surely we can find a way to exist in harmony together. Surely we can find better solutions than waging war upon each other. Surely we can provide a better future for our children. Surely we can find better systems of energy that do not deplete our Earth's resources. Surely we can. And so the questions and ponderings go on, building and building until that planet begins to send a collective pulse of thought form that contains these questions out into the quantum field. With such force of inquiry and deep-hearted desire that the planet and her people attract the attention of streams of consciousness that hold the answers to such ponderings, and this Earth's people have done. With this sincere desire leading your way, Earth came under our spotlight, you could say, in a manner that has coincided now with the fulfillment of prophecy. The Intergalactic Federation of Worlds Councils is like your United Nations, but on a cosmic level. One of our jobs, so to speak, is to oversee the rising of the worlds, and when your collective frequency has matched the frequency that is required for this rising to be complete, then it will be so, and your world and her peoples will never know war, loss, loneliness, fear, or separation again. It is time to put these things behind you, if this is your desire. Your first key to this is to make the children of your world your number one priority, rather than the creation of weapons of war. When you collectively decide to make the children of your world the number one agenda to which all resources must go, then and only then will your world know permanent peace. It is time to reform the education systems on your planet, to provide holistic understanding, including the knowledge of universal law. It is time for the adults of your world to match frequencies with the new children who are arriving and help support this transition and consequent rising. The only way to match frequencies with and thus understand the needs of all your children, including the new souls now arriving, is to strip away the illusion that you are anything but beings of great light and love. Yet this knowledge can only be a truth for you when it is a real experience rather than a spiritual ideology or goal. There are, of course, many pathways offered on your world for this to be an experiential truth, and thankfully, you hold within you the perfect guide to lead you deep into this experience of oneness, of your divine light, and your supreme capacity for love and compassion, so that you will find the perfect solutions to harmoniously unify your world and provide a future for your children that you can be proud of. We state again, it is the time of the children. Peace will come to Terra when you make your children your main focus. So it is, and so it has always been among the civilized realms. When you know the pure essence of that which you are, only then will you see the pathway home and provide what your children need, so that your planet can ascend and be permanently anchored once more in the realms of light. This, then, becomes the second key to your ascension to a higher light, the experiential knowledge of your own Christed nature, so that the time of the revelation and the rapture can come to pass in a way that unifies you all. The Christed nature is your infinite aspect of love and wisdom that all carry within, in the kingdom of heaven, as once was told. As your planet shifts and changes and old systems crumble, it will become apparent that the only non-changing, completely nourishing, reliable source on which you can rely will be this already ascended, pure part of yourselves that is awaiting your marriage with it. Forces have now convened, both globally and universally. There is no stopping this train of movement that you now find yourselves upon. Your transition into this light-filled path, with its days of revelation and ways of rapture, is unstoppable, yet you do control both the timing and the intensity, and you control this via your collective vibration. When you step out from the rivers of fear and separation and into the currents of love, then all will unfold smoothly, as has been foretold so often before. It is time to marry your intellect and logic with your intuition and your heart. This too has been said so often before, and this too is another key to the rising of your world. Meditate not then on things that separate and divide you. Meditate instead on that which will unify you all. This can only be, has always been, the force within that has given you life upon the earth. So it is, and so it always has been. And so, you know, so many beautiful messages coming through to us all now when we do sit in meditation and really surrender into that experience of oneness, of that pure and perfect force within, that is that common force that connects us all and where we do find these interdimensional beings as well. So it really is an exciting time for all of us to be here.
That was beautiful, Jasmuheen. I'm seeing so much more, you know, light because we're all coming together. We're sensing, we're connecting, we're networking, we're having global perspectives. And then obviously we're all coming from that same deep sense of unity consciousness and love and choosing to experience that as much as possible in our everyday lives. But certainly global guidance might be the right word.
Yeah. I remember in the 1990s, you know, when I first hooked up after going through this spiritual initiation to live purely on prana, although it was an initiation I entered into just to experience my own ascended nature, and then starting to connect with these beautiful beings of light on the inner plane on a more regular basis. And they said to me at that time that there would be various waves of ascension that we've heard about. You know, firstly, their focus would be on us waking up. And then once we'd woken up and realized who we really are beyond personality and mind and ego and past life influences or past time influences, that once we'd got into that realization of who we are on deep levels and were living that, then their attention would focus on the global game and we would walk beside them in that focus. And you can see that evident everywhere around the planet, even the release of the movie Avatar. You know, that's part of the global influences now to really shift people's consciousness quickly bringing in higher paradigms of possibility.
And that really is one of that 100th monkey effect, isn't it? You know, so it's reaching the mass consciousness too, which is so wonderful to see. But there's some wonderful salient points that you brought up there, Jazz, and I'm wanting to go in so many different directions. One of them, I think, of course, many of our listeners would really like to hear a little bit more about you living on prana and how that came about. So perhaps let's start with that, and then we can move a little bit more into that universal harmonization program, which you're talking about as well. I know, and it possibly is the way we're moving collectively forward to a point where, of course, we're receiving the spiritual light, the wisdom of Mother, Father, God, the company of heaven. We're moving it through the lower bodies, finding that balance in the emotional body, coming into the heart, and, of course, the next step possibly beyond that could be living on light for us collectively. How would you see that and view it and possibly give us some perspectives through your own personal experience of living on light?
Well, it is really interesting to start from the universal levels and then we'll go backwards into this experience because, you know, let's assume that we all do come into divine marriage and there is no separation between higher self, lower self, ego self and supreme mind, etc., that we are in that experience of oneness collectively. What's going to happen to our world then? Obviously, the veils of separation will disappear as we do experience our multidimensional nature and open up to the interdimensional realms and have more profound experiences with these beautiful cosmic light beings who are operating fifth dimensional frequency and above. Now, part of their reality is simply choice as to where they wish to receive nourishment from. And there comes a point in your consciousness where you no longer hold a body anyway. You simply just bring through holographic manifestations and projections. So living purely on prana, having the choice as to where you want to receive your nourishment from, is a very normal choice within the multiverses on the higher realms. And because the human life wave has now really begun to look at proper resource usage, one of the things that have been coming through to those seeking this data has been the awareness again of the divine resource within that the yogis always talk about, because the living on light practice came initially or was brought initially to the West through books like the autobiography of a yogi from Yogananda, talking about the sadhus and swamis and yogis in India doing this. And so they always say never be dependent on anything outside of yourself for your happiness. And for us to know that we do have this amazing internal resource that can take away physical, emotional, mental and spiritual hunger when its pulse is really strong. So obviously people like myself and yourself and others here, we're doing pioneering work to a degree in that we're holding open pathways to other realities that the world can move into that are simply more refined systems of operation, particularly with resources. When human beings understand the divine resource of that Christ of nature or Buddha nature or perfected ascender nature within and really let it rise and express all its gifts through them, then we become free and we become compassionate and altruistic and more aware and more of the unity consciousness anyway, because we are unity consciousness in that stream.
Exactly.
So for me, you know, my focus has always been on ascension and really experiencing more of that oneness, more of that divine spark. And I never went looking for this gift. I really didn't. And I find in my life that all the great gifts I've received have come when I've been least expecting them and when I've not chased them. You know, it's just like, oh, wow, here's a byproduct of something else.
Yeah.
And so, you know, one of the secrets to this I've found is really just pure-hearted intention. And, you know, there's so much anchored in the morphogenetic field now about this reality that it's just easy enough to simply say to the divine essence within, in that real experiential state, to really ask with a sincere heart to receive all its gifts. And
That's right. The
living purely on prana gift is part of your reality in this timeline, then you ask that this gift comes to you with joy and ease and grace with the right methodology in the right time in a way that is just allowing you and everything about you to enhance this world, and that everything about this world can enhance you in turn. And these sorts of clear intentions allow you then to step into all sorts of levels or gifts of reality that this force has for you. And I guess part of our educational program has been simply to say to people, this is a gift that's available.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have around 40,000 people in the world who are now at choice as to where they want to get their nourishment stream from, to take it from physical food or to simply align themselves into a deeper pulse, a more powerful experience of that divine pulse, and then open to allow it to do what it's always been able to do. You know, nothing new. This divine pulse has always given us love when we meditate upon it, and it rises as a pulse of love when we sit in stillness and open to its frequency. This divine pulse has always guided us as our voice of intuition. Many have experienced its healing capacities through Reiki, through pranic healing, through energy transmission with energy healers. So if it can heal and love and guide, then why can't it give us breakfast, lunch and dinner?
So exactly, really, of course. Well, it's that spiritual nourishment, isn't it, you know, on every level.
Yes, it is. And that's been the main thing, you know, in the last 16, 17 years that we've been public with this reality and educating in the West about this ancient Eastern tradition. What we've often found, or what we've always focused on, is because we have found people are really interested in the physical aspect, but our message has always been about the taking away of all human hunger. You know, to me, we run the Embassy of Peace, as you know, and we have the Personal Harmonization Program, the Global Harmonization Program, and also the Universal Harmonization Program to prepare people into entry into higher dimensions and to really understand these beings of light and their realms. And one of the things that we've always focused on in this is just really sharing methodology so that people can be relieved of their hungers, because it's our hunger, our physical, emotional, mental and spiritual hunger that creates war, violence and separation in this chain of duality. So when you can give people a free source of nourishment, or inspire them to tap into a free source of always existing, infinitely loving, infinitely wise nourishment within themselves, and use that as their source of pleasure, that as their source of true nourishment, then we can really move into these higher realms in a more powerful and more gracious and joyous way.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And how did it start for you, just, you know, heading there just personally to possibly give some of our listeners a little bit of advice? I'm assuming you started with, you know, water fast over some time and, you know, and then just progressed from there, or... Yeah.
No, because see, I never sought to do this. I never was looking to live on prana.
Yeah.
I was guided in the early 90s to undergo a very powerful spiritual initiation. And in fact, it was being channeled through to us in Australia by beings of light from Serapis Bay to some of the Arcturian masters who carry the higher light science, to a whole group of beings. I work very intensely with the Lords of Peace from the Venus sector, and these are beings who come from all different planetary systems who meet in fifth-dimensional, sixth, seventh-dimensional Venus energies to oversee, with the Intergalactic Federation of Worlds, the rising of planets who have a collective desire to come into peace. And so this is one of the platforms, you could say, from these beings as well. And so this came through to us through a channeling type situation in the early 1990s, and many people in Australia were involved. It wasn't something I channeled through. I was just part of a group. But I'd had like 22 years of preparation for this without knowing I was being prepared. You know, I'd already had, you know, I started meditating when I was about 16 using ancient Vedic techniques of meditation. I'd made that commitment at 16 to live a life that was filled with service, satsang, and meditation, where service is the doing selflessly for others just because you can, and satsang is just making sure that when you speak that you only share words of truth that are beneficial for people and beneficial for yourself, so using voice in a very constructive manner. So these things, all of this lifestyle and being vegetarian from the time I was about 14, as soon as I could control my diet, because I'd always naturally gravitated to being vegetarian. But of course you've got to deal with mothers and family who go, no, you can't do that, because, you know, in the 60s, 70s it wasn't supposedly healthy, you know, nobody knew much about it. So for me, it was just one natural flow on from the other. But, you know, my first recollection of this began when I was in Cathar country with the Cathars, understanding the way of love of the teachings of the Christ and watching all our people be starved to death. Our choice as Cathars in that time, when 100,000 people were killed, our choice was to be burnt at the stake for being a heretic or to stay in our forges of refuge and starve to death. And I have very clear memories of that life and just watching my friends and children starve to death and saying to spirit, surely there must be another way to receive nourishment than physical food that we don't have to go through this. And whenever you make a strong call to the universal forces for something that's really beneficial for you, then you do get the data to understand or to fulfill that call. And so it began there, and then I had a life in India of living on prana where I learned how to be the true breatharian, and then coming into the West. This is my first embodiment as a white woman for a long time. I've usually been an indigenous with coloured skin, usually male. And often, you know, this is the first time of coming into this energy field as a white person to bring the teachings of the East, the good teachings of the East from yoga, meditation, pranic living, to also connecting with the multiverses, interdimensional realms, which happens naturally at some stage in our evolution when we meditate. And then it's just like a blending of all these things. And then, of course, gently being pushed onto the global stage with much reluctance to talk about.
Okay. Because so, I was going to say, from there actually is what you've done is that you then shared this manifestation of light, which was primarily part of your I'd say possibly early service work, because of course from there you've just really moved into such a global arena. But just spreading that message, you know, from around the world of the possibility of living on light, and giving people the tools and techniques to themselves choose that if they would like it in their reality. That's really a really wonderful gift, as you're saying, in terms of...
It's just a reminder of infinite possibility. It's like everybody has this pure and perfect pulse of energy within them, and it's either a very strong pulse, in that when it is a strong pulse, your life is filled with grace and you are experiencing many other realms of possibility, and you're often in a state of just gratitude, saying thank you for this embodiment, this chance to be here, to be part of this service agenda to support the rising of our world now into this higher paradigm. or this pulse is very weak, and therefore we're going through what people call normality of aging and disease and suffering and sadness and all the normal human experiences we can also have. So our message around the world has always been about pumping up the volume. You know that there is this pure and perfect pulse within you, and when you pump up its volume by lifestyle. And this is the key that we've learned, is that how you spend your time determines your frequency, which determines how the universe responds to you, because it's always rearranging itself to reflect back to you your own consciousness, which many are aware of, very New Agey type cliches, but also universal law driven. So one of the things we promote with the Universal Harmonization Program is an understanding of universal law, and there's three that are really powerfully operating in our world right now for us all to run our life by. And that is, firstly, the law of one, that we are all interconnected on an energy matrix light body level. You know, the essence I hold within me is the same essence that we all hold, that you hold, that everyone has, and it is pure and perfect. To understand then the law of love, and the law of love basically says when we allow that pure essence to rise within us and flow through us, it will radiate out from us and transform everything in us and around us back into its pure and perfect beat or frequency. That's how the law of love operates. So we don't have to do now. It's more about an alignment and then a being, allowing this pure love force to radiate through us and transform what needs to be transformed in the world. And then the last law that's really powerfully operating now universally, and particularly on Earth and has been always, is the law of resonance, which basically says like attracts like. Whatever you focus on becomes real. And so I've noticed this tour time that I've just come home from in Europe, the Holy Ones that I've been working with on the inner plane and the Intergalactic Federation, and many of these beings were channeling through me more and more in a direct way, and also saying, look, it's choice time. It's choice time. You either choose to run in the realities of love, or you choose to run in the realities of fear and get off the fence. And they've been very strong these last few months, just saying to people, get off the fence and make a choice now and make commitments now. What are you doing? Are you a being of love? Are you interested in really walking through the realms of oneness, experiencing oneness on all levels? Are you really interested in demonstrating and being unity consciousness? Or are you still interested in playing the games of separation in the dual-natured world? You know, of judgment and separation, and of them and us and good and bad and positive and negative and all of that stuff. And it is choice time now, so wonderful.
Well, it's been revved up, I think, if you think, particularly in the last few months. We're just going through all these incredible planetary activities and light events. So everyone is really taking on, in the teachings that I come from, we also talk about taking on this I Am Avatar blueprint now. We are in these fifth dimensional frequencies, and we're experiencing these pockets of light dimensional frequencies more and more and more as we build this mantle through the light matrix and the unity grid. So it really is through that to know that we are these co-creators, and every minute of every day choosing what we want to co-create. And I think that's what we also, though, we're experiencing through that, you know, depending on where people are in terms of their emotional body, a lot of oscillations, you know, you're experiencing these parallel mergers of reality. So it can be quite difficult on some level. It's just to know to, you choose the light, and as much as possible to hold yourself in that flame of divine love. But of course, you know, it's coming together collectively that you can experience that strength. And also the overlighting through these incredible beings of light from on high that are always there assisting and supporting, that really do take us into that on a deeper level. Jazz, we don't have so much more time left. We've got a few minutes, but there's so much I want to ask and spend time with you.
Well, maybe we can come back and do some more another time if your listeners are interested.
Absolutely. But, you know, I know as well you have the most incredible and magnificent voice. And it would be the greatest Anna, if you would sing for us.
Oh, look, I don't see myself as a singer at all, and I've never been trained as that on any level. And it's so funny because what I love is the help. You know, we're talking about help here. The cosmic colleagues that we're all working with on the inner planes to greater or lesser degrees, they're not interested in us giving away their power to them on any level. They're interested in us rising and walking beside them and being the masters that we are. And that's right. A fun thing for us to be able to do, to walk beside them. But we do have help. And I've had a lot of help within the studio, so to speak, in working with the voice and all the rest of it. So, you know, maybe we can play a little bit of the songs from from the album that I put together last year, which is Rhythms. I've just come off tour. My voice isn't fabulous, and I don't profess to having a great voice. But see if you like this one. This is called Thine Heaven, and we'll play a little bit of this. Can you hear the music coming through?
Yes.
Okay. Is the sound okay?
You could put it a bit louder. That would be wonderful.
Okay. This is Thine Heaven. It's our heaven here now. No limitations. Switch on that mind. Sing a clear, strong song. Those fools, they stay all along. There are brand new days. Access well with heart. With thoughts tuned true when we play our part. Choices. Just choices. Choices all day, new roles to play, as many now pray, just choices. Just choices. So switch on your bits, make them light up bright, fire up that brain, balance left and right. There are inner plane doors, realms so full of song, of joy that is real as the days are long. Choices, just choices. Choices all day, new words to say, finer games to play, just choices. Yeah, choices. Night cannot be known in this pulse of love, where mine's heart is shown as a peace-filled dove. Many meet here, brains lit up bright, hearts open too, so the fields unite. Yeah, the fields ignite. Choices. Just choices. Choices all day, new games to play for brighter days, so true love stays. Choices. Yeah, choices. Choices. Just choices.
Beautiful, mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jen.
That's a brand new song, honey. We just received that the lyrics for that the other day, so I've never actually put that together.
I feel so inspired, really. I mean, there are no limitations, and I'm sitting here having a lovely, lovely dance to your beautiful voice, beautiful creations. So it's been such a pleasure to have you as a guest, and certainly we will do it again. And if you'd like to know a little bit more about Jasmine Heen, please go and look at her website, which is jasmineheen.com, and her YouTube channel, where she has got the most incredible, beautiful videos, of which I'd have to say really quite a few.
370.
Okay. You got a choice. 370 videos, and that is at youtube.com/Jasmine Heen. So thank you very much, Jasmine Heen, and I'd like to also thank all our listeners for tuning in to this Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. And from my heart and to yours and to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings in love. Thank you.